want to report my patient
good, good,
experience.
good, good, good.
So this was yesterday, and I started to do bowing.
Ah, very good.
And actually, in the morning, I was doing a little bit of my work.
Yeah, yeah.
So I could not settle down.
It's okay, confident.
But when I started to do bowing, I started to do it mindfully, and I realized that as I do, my breathing and my action start to be in rhythm.
Ah,
yeah,
synchronized.
Start to rhythm.
Wow, sadhu.
Then after that, my mind will jump, go back to the certain things at work.
Correct. Yeah, that one, I'm finished.
Yeah. Then I suddenly like, okay, come back. Come back to the center. And I continue bowing slowly, mindfully.
Sadhu, very good.
And then after that, I realized that I can actually feel my heartbeat.
Oh, that's why the mindfulness once developed, you become sensitive. You can feel your heartbeat, the pumping and all of that. Then later on, you meditate. You just stay here. You go into stillness very fast. You become very calm very fast. No doubt.
Then there's still one more thing. I have this backache. Then I slowly relax. The more I bow, the more relaxed.
Yes.
The more I can feel my
clear.
Back slowly.
Slowly clear, yeah.
Then the more relaxed I am, the more comfortable.
Correct. sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. It must rejoice.
And I do this for about 10 minutes. 10
yeah, enough. 10 minutes is already very good.
And after that, I collect myself, I sit a bit.
Mm.
Then I slowly stand up. And that was when I went outside.
Yeah. Look through the window.
When I look out,
yeah, the breeze and all those things.
Yeah, it was suddenly like everything very slow.
Yeah, very slow. Slow down.
I cannot explain. But why?
Definitely. Where you experiencing the mindfulness for the first time, the real mindfulness. That's why when you see your mind is very quiet, there is clarity. That's why it's like everything flowing.
Yeah. And I was looking at the bell. The bell was moving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sometimes the wind stronger. There is a fumbling sound. Right?
And I can hear the sound. But
yeah, very sharp one.
Slow motion.
Slow motion. Slow. And very sharp one.
Yeah. And there was suddenly a feeling.
Yeah.
But this feeling, I cannot explain what feeling is.
Never mind, you
discuss. It's not joy or it's not...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's suddenly just a vibration.
Yeah, yeah.
In the heart here.
Yeah. That vibration is to activate your nature.
And then it's like a ripple, you know? Like
yeah, 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 yeah. Correct.
And it was like a rupture, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's very short, only just like 1 second, something like that.
Yeah, enough.
And I just aware and
yeah,
finish.
A glimpse of it. You know why? When the awareness comes, it starts to activate you. Then when you can feel your heart means you are trying to connect back to your past. Then later on, when you do your formal meditation, you stay there. Stay there. Then the awareness will pick it up. Then when you pick it up, initially it's like very gross. The pounding of the heart like very gross. Of course, no sound inside there. Huh? But your awareness can feel it. Then you continue to relax and do it. That's why the key word is relax into every mind state there. Right? Then what happens is the vibration become more and more subtle, more and more refined, then this habit will slow down, slow down, slow down, until it's completely still. Actually, the internal breathing is still going on, but it's like you can't find your heartbeat. It's okay. Even if you can't find your heartbeat, but your awareness can still be there, means at that time, your mind has entered sleep, yeah, but not stable yet. So you continue in your daily religious routine to continue with the awareness training, then anchor it to the mind base. Then this one will stabilize. Then you will be able to develop the meditative state very fast. Then when you anchor, you just aware there. No thought, it cannot move. Then it becomes very quiet, very still. Everything like become very refined. Then after that, one day, not long, it will detect the gateway. Well, when you don't think, don't create thought, there is no resistance, then that gateway will open up. Then after that, your energy will melt in. Means you are going to connect quite fast. You continue with this training. That's why the bowing is very important. Just do. Don't doubt.
Yeah.
Do until you, like Colin said, you can sense that like everything is in harmony, synchrony. He used the word in tandem. Rhythm. So everything like synchronized. One, the breath, the bowing, everything. That is how you develop the mind. Don't try, but just do until the sati comes, you will know it. The form and mind will know it because your movement are all different. Then that sati allow him to see differently. Understand? That experience, yeah, he said that one, like with the ripple, rapture opening up, and all that. That is to activate the nature inside so that he can inherit from the past. Then he will progress, I tell you. So a lot of these things you will understand. Then he also bring out a very good point. At first he said before he bowed, he was doing some office work, you remember? Office work, you know, like unfinished business. So the thought, the memory, keep on haunting you, not haunting, prompting you, hey, this one not finished yet. This one. Then the thought came on coming on, until you settle. Understand? You remember the hunter? Eh? Went to Ipoh because of those things, wow, like Kelangkabut like that. But once everything settled already, he come back already, give the medicine to Alicia, all right? She felt peace, understand? No more problem. Then the brain, nothing disturbed. Otherwise, WhatsApp, driving also, you affected one, or affected one. So human mind, human brain is like that. The unfinished business that you want to attend to, if you don't finish, it will keep on haunting you. That's why when you have the Dhamma, when you have the mindfulness, what did I tell you? Move on, understand or not? Settle it, move on, finish. Settle it means what? Resolve it amicably, understand or not? Whatever, resolve. Like scam, never mind. Find out scam, accept it. Then know the right view, law of karma. Very likely in the past I did this will, so now he did. So predict love and metta, I said, forgive him for he know not what he did. Then if let's say he got heedlessness and negativity, he will go and become very miserable and work out, like very unhappy, bukan mana, understand? Then he said, I'm going to do a lot of funny things. I'm going to do the social media, tell everybody. So all this will go on in your head now. So we want to add something.
And if not careful, we let it bruise ourselves. Why I so stupid that hurt ourselves with it.
Then sometimes you point finger at the cousin. What the hell? My cousin also make this type of thing, do this type of thing. You think he also part of the issue and part to be blamed. So all this is what the mundane mind will actually create negativity of emotion for you. Then when you get angry, the moment you decide to call him, you will tell him off on the phone. Like in Hokkien, ho kai xiao, kai xiao, kai xiao, ane kone mi kiao, kao la dhari. So of course, if you can have the understanding, nothing will happen. So these are good examples. Sadhu, continue, Colin.
So after I aware and finish, then the next thing that happened was the tears were flowing out. Tears flowing out.
Sadhu.
So
sadhu.
I just be with the moment. I just let it flow.
Let it happen.
I don't try to stop it.
It's from the nature. From the nature. It's like the nature understand. This is so beautiful. It's just like sometimes you will know the nature rejoice because it's like you have come back. Understand? You have come back to the cultivation. You have like returned. So the nature has its own way of manifesting all this. And the tears is not with sadness on. It's not crying on. Sometimes it's the movement inside because the joy, the understanding. Then that movement is what cultivation is. So So sometimes you don't go for retreat, don't go for spiritual trip. All this may not happen. But when you have the condition, like you said, he was full of joy. Why? The faith. He saw all the great beings, statue, understand? The Buddha and all those things. And this temple has a lot. Understand? Then because of that, he has gratitude. Understand? Then he pay respect. Very interesting. Then he go to the daily sharing of the retreat. All these are very wholesome. Then he decide to do the meditation. So he heard bowing, he tried. 10 minutes only. Too long. 10 minutes also cannot do. You do it wrongly, you cannot. Because your brain, your thinking, too, what they call rampant. Keep on coming to the... I already say, when you develop the awareness, don't try to know. Don't try to do anything. Just have faith. Do. Then it will happen. Persevere.
That's all from my side. But I just want to share one more thing. This time, it's just aware finish.
Yeah, aware finish. That one is the best.
Don't go to the next.
Don't go there. Otherwise, the habitual thing. The habitual thing. Keep on continuing on. Because the moment you stop, finish, that momentum of thinking cut off. Then to start thinking again, it need more energy. That's why you will slowly, slowly understand the beauty of heedfulness, awareness. Your awareness break the momentum of thinking. Then as you continue to do aware, finish, the thinking slowly, slowly settle down. Because no more energy, no more delusion of you, no more wrong you, no more worry about that thing, no more kanchiao, no more trying to think, trying to analyze, trying to resolve it, come up with solution. These are all thought-based solutions. And most of it is, the behind is the egoic mind. Understand? So your solution is always selfish, possessive, with delusion. So how can you live like that way, to act that way? You can't. So what you need is awareness, tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, clarity, to understand things. And through observation, silent, choiceless awareness of the reality, what is, you develop wisdom. You understand what is going on and how you become learner, how the mind stir, how the continuity of thought proliferate and make you heedless. Then when you want to meditate, you think a lot, means restless or everything. That's why once colon understand that sharing is very good. Now, aware, finish. And he realized so much better. So this is following the instruction, or not. Don't try to be complicated. Very good, huh? Well, sadhu to you. Huh?